Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakos, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kakas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Garver for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is hit by the pitch. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra bunts towards first. Graham juggles the ball. That's an error on Graham. Fox moves to third. Guerra moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Guerra moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guerra scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kakas for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 2 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4. And the Browns too. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra bunts towards the mound. Garver juggles the ball. That's an error on Garver. Fox moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Guerra moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to home to get Guerra. Kellner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Severs. Fain reaches second base with a double. Kellner scores. Moses moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kakas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with pretty covering, for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kellner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-3 in the game. Graham strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Andy Anderson. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Les Moss pinch hits for Ned Garber. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.